Iranian President Hassan Rouhani strongly condemned the terrorist attacks in Paris. In a letter to his French counterpart, Rouhani branded the attacks as crimes against humanity. He also offered condolences to the government and people of France. Foreign Minister Mohamed Javad Zarif also slammed the violence, said ISIL-attack-free militants pose a serious threat not only to the Middle East, but also to the entire world. He also noted that Tehran had warned about such deadly attacks in the past and had called for international cooperation to prevent them. Zarif also said the Iranian president has postponed his European tour.
Now we need to focus on fighting terrorism. So Mr. Rouhani has cancelled his European tour, which was expected to take him to Italy, the Vatican and France. He is set to make the tour in a more appropriate time in the near future. Now I am heading for Vienna to take part in international talks on the Syria crisis.
The Paris terrorist attacks have sparked international condemnation. Russian Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev says the attacks show the need to unite against extremism. UN Chief Ban Ki-moon condemned the attacks and extended his deepest condolences to the people of France. U.S. President Barack Obama strongly slammed the Paris violence, pledging to work with France to bring those responsible to justice. German Chancellor Angela Merkel offered her country sympathy with the victims. And British Prime Minister David Cameron says he was shocked by the deadly incident. Officials from the EU, NATO, China, Latin America, and many other countries have also slammed the terrorist attack in separate statements. Masoud Shajadeh from the Islamic Human Rights Commission in London says that despite Western media efforts to demonize Muslims as terrorists, the reality on the ground shows that Muslims themselves are the main victims of ISIL attacks across the globe.
And the reality is actually different. The reality is that overwhelming majority of people who are victim of ISIS and Daesh and these extreme groups are indeed Muslims. But the perception that has been created in the West to demonization of the Muslim community and to create this environment of hate is that Daesh is an anti-West sort of element. But Daesh is not an anti-West element. Daesh is an abomination, abomination, which is actually killing majority of the its victims are from the region. But nevertheless, because of this level of propaganda, we're going to see a backlash, as we saw before. Muslims are being sort of targeted all around the world for just being Muslims. And, you know, this is going to unfortunately continue because of the communication and the way that the Western politicians and media is actually targeting this particular events as a Muslim, non-Muslim phenomena.